This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. I'm Rob.
Excited.
They often call me Asachi.
Yeah.
Big Sook's right over there.
Yeah, right here. By the way, we were talking about the Sherry's, the dying of a legend there. And when you brought up Denny's, someone on the Vancouver 4 text line has alerted us. And fact-checking tells me this is correct. A couple hours ago, Denny's will close 150 restaurants and cut hours and list menu items as the 24/7 diner struggles.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, about the decline of the 24-hour diner.
Yeah.
But I can't remember why... They're saying these are all going away. Like, are people just not going there anymore? They're not staying out as late? Was it a COVID thing?
DoorDash, bro.
Yeah, that
certainly
could be part
probably
of it.
That has a role in it. That it used to be that you had to go somewhere to eat when you were stoned, high, or drunk, and now you just, you know, it comes to your house.
Yeah.
That, again, I really just think that there's a lot of better options. For a lot of people growing up, there just weren't options. And to Will's point, not only are there options that are open, but the DoorDash gives you the option to have it at your house.
Well, what is there?
And I also think that people, like, I know young people, they're just way less social. When I was growing up, when we were 16, 17, the moment you could, we were out of the house. And it was a group of friends, and we were all out doing something and being out late. I know with my kids, there was a lot of just hanging out by yourself or being on online with your friends.
PS4s and Xboxes.
Yeah. You know, like if I had that, my son never went out. Well, that's not true. Sometimes my son would go out to his friends with Sherry's and it was like at 3 a.m, but a lot of times they would just sit and game online as opposed to when, you know,
that's a thing.
Yeah. When you were a kid, you had to go out places.
You said there's a lot of other options. Are there late night?
I do. I think there's, there's better options. And I think there's people are understanding that the Denny's of the world, the quality is just so poor at those places that even if you're not open 24/7, there's just, okay, there may be a place that's open till midnight. I just don't think you can get away with really bad food anymore. You just can't.
As a young, I don't necessarily think it's, you can't get away with the bad food. It's easier to just go through the drive-thru, grab the bad food from the fast food spot, and then just keep going home, as opposed to going in, sitting down, and then dealing with it.
Well, I wonder, too, if it's getting expensive for people.
Sure. Well, yeah. Everything has gone up. It used to be like you would go to these places that it was dirt cheap, but with COVID and everything, like everything's more expensive to eat out. And we've talked about it. There's times I go out with my lady, and we get like an appetizer, we split a meal, and get a couple cocktails, and you look down, it's $92. And I'll tell you what, I ain't spending $92 on Sherry's Cafe and Pies. Like, it's just not happening. And then, you know, with COVID, everything with I mean, so many restaurants and businesses got hurt and never bounced back. And why would, if you got in the habit of not going to Sherry's or a place like that, Denny's, why all of a sudden would you be like, you know what I miss going to? In fact, it's probably the opposite. You're like, why did I go in there in the first place?
I have a lot of buddies who, like, they can tell we're about to leave the bar and they'll just DoorDash the food to meet them at the house.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that guys do now, too.
Well, and that's another one, too, is there's a lot of bars that are open that have good food. Like, if you're going to be in the bar game, it's, I mean, certainly you've got, like, the slammer taverns that are serving, you know, the Hungry Man dinners, which is kind of a fun, kitschy thing. But, dude, you go down to a lot of these bars, they have good bar menus now with kick-ass wings and good burgers and specials. And it's like, you know, again, it may not be 24/7, but I can go into a place at 1:15 in the morning and get a nice burger at Slow Bar or at Jerry's or Kel's or wherever, you know, whatever.
Those bar are all open that late.
Yeah.
Kel's has great food.
Yeah. It seems to me that, and this is just, I don't know, it just feels like nothing is open late anymore, like they used to.
There is definitely an element of that. Stuff is not open nearly as late.
It used to be more vibrant late.
Yeah.
And you can get whatever you want, yeah. But now it's like you got to seek something out.
Yeah, because you're having a hard time staffing, and you know the crowds are the same. So absolutely, stuff is not open nearly as late. I think it's bouncing back a little bit, but not fast enough for an industry that probably, I'm guessing that over half of Denny's and Sherry's business was late night, and that's just what things have shifted.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Just much a liberal bullcrap.
Coming up tonight in the club, I've got a dog peeing question.
All right.
Multiple, actually, for you.
Who knew we'd talk about hot dog urine?
And we had an unfortunate hearse failure. That'll be 6-7.
Oh, boy.
We're going to get to some NFL stuff this hour. Who's the best team in the NFC? And our NFL breast reduction. We will talk about Justin Herbert and the rise of Marcus Mariota.
Ah, yes.
He's back.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number five.
Carolina Panthers quarterback Andy Dalton and his family were in a car accident today in Charlotte.
That's no good.
Neither he nor his family were transported by emergency medical personnel, although he is being evaluated by the team's medical personnel. And the dog was in the car.
Does it really matter at this point if you're the Carolina Panthers?
Boy, they're really bad.
They are.
Really?
They're awful. Although, you know, for a brief moment there, it looked like when they benched Bryce Young that, like, they may have a little something. They don't. They're just bad.
Yeah.
Really, really, really bad.
I wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Number four.
Will's trying to hurry us along.
Thanks,
Will.
You took a big, long pause. I thought that was my cue.
Yeah, I'm the new Jim Rome.
Have a take, don't suck.
Rumors are swirling that the next head coach fired could be Patriots' Gerard Mayo.
Really?
His team is 1-6. They have the second worst point differential in the league. Reports there were that some on the inside of the organization saw that he may not be the right fit all the way back in the summer. You also have an owner used to winning who is not getting any younger.
How? I mean, you want to talk about turning into a bad organization before your eyes. If you fire him 1 year into this rebuild.
About not even 1 year?
Yeah, you've officially just become a joke. And you're bad. This whole roster needs a turnover. Drake May is showing signs of life. That's absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
By the way, this text says, I don't understand how people that use DoorDash complain about food prices at restaurants. That's a fair point.
It is.
Because it's expensive.
Yes, it is.
The DoorDash.
Which is why I don't do it. But my kids do it. Which, they always complain about being poor, and yet they DoorDash.
I don't even have the app.
You don't? I don't either.
No.
I never do that stuff.
No. Go home. Eat food there.
I'm old school. I grocery shop.
Get off your ass and
do that too.
Saying something. Well, I guess if you're drunk.
Actually, I don't. My wife does. But I eat it. I eat the food. Today I had cashews.
I do like a good cashew.
Indiana quarterback Curtis Rourke had surgery on that thumb. He will miss the Washington game this weekend. However, reports are now he could be back as soon as November 2nd against Michigan State.
Yeah, it can't be his throwing hand, right? It's got to be the offhand.
The Hoosiers are 7-0. You know, that's a good question.
I mean, there's no way it can be his throwing hand if he's having surgery and there's potential that he could play in a week or two.
I think it's his throwing hand.
Is it his throwing hand?
He hit his hand on someone's helmet. I'm pretty sure that's how it
broke. And he stayed in the game. He kept playing. So, tough son of a gun. And by the way, the backup came in and was just fine. So, we'll see what happens.
Number two.
The NFL trade deadline is November 5th. Reports are the Rams are looking to deal wide receiver Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Potential landing spots: Chiefs, Chargers, and Steelers.
Well, I'd have to look at his contract, but unfortunately, like, I mean, we see this all the time with receivers. He's not healthy. He's not what he was. At one point, he was the best receiver in football, and I think right now you're looking at him, and it's an expensive contract.
Bucks may need a receiver after Mike Evans and Chris Godwin went down last night. The league is reviewing the illegal tackle on Godwin, or if it was illegal.
Yeah,
it was, the old hip drop.
Yeah, but it was kind of from behind. I mean, it's a contact sport, and this is what, you know, Bowles was talking about. Like, people were giving him a hard time. Why was he in the game at the end? It's a football game. Guys get tackled, and sometimes, you know, bad stuff happens, and it was bad.
Yeah, it was a dislocated ankle. He's done for the season. Evans is out at least 3 games with a hamstring injury.
It's not
they
good.
Say he hopes to return in week 12.
That's a rough go.
Yeah, that is rough.
Because, you know, I know it didn't go well for the Bucks last night, but, dude, their offense is cooking. Or it was. But, you know, you lose those two guys.
Until Baker throws another pick. Blazers opener is tomorrow against the Warriors. Can you believe that? They're playing another season.
Another one. Even though the whole Blazer TV thing isn't quite what they were billing it as.
Yeah, but we... Okay. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Because that is exactly what they said it was.
I know. And
it's
now,
just that only now, because the games are about to be on, people are realizing, oh, wait.
You have to wait until January.
Well, some of you do.
Some.
I do.
Yeah. I don't.
But that, it's not like they lied about it.
No.
It's just that people didn't put two and two together. Oh, wait, I don't have that.
It was a bit misconstrued.
The reports are that Golden State tried to land both Paul George and Lauri Markkanen in the offseason. According to Draymond Green, George did want to play with the Warriors, but the Clippers nor the Jazz would budge on either player. You got two games on TNT to tip off the regular season tonight. Later, it is the Wolves and Lakers in L.A., the LeBron-Bronny show. Yeah. I am told that LeBron and Bronny will be the only two starters for the Lakers. Everybody else is benched.
I love that, dude, that kid is maybe the worst player in the NBA in a decade, and yet they're going to try to force him on the court at the same time. The Griffies are showing up at this thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And then I wonder if they'll have the photo moment, and then L.A. sends his ass down to the G League immediately. They're like, yeah, go away.
The other game is the world champion Boston Celtics hosting the New York Knickerbockers.
Yeah.
And with 5 minutes left in the second quarter, it is all Boston, 54-36. Which is why New York will probably win by 10.
Boy, I just...
I know the NBA.
I'm just not ready for the NBA. I got too much on my plate right now.
Oh, you do?
I got too much.
By the way, the leading scorer for the Knicks is Miles McBride.
Well, clearly.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's got 14 points and a big afro.
Do you know where he played college ball?
I do not.
West
Villanova.
Virginia.
Dang it. I just know he's got good hair.
Bobby Huggins.
I did not know that.
All right. We got a break, and that makes me sad.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
By the way, on the weekends, they're open until 2 a.m.
There you
saying.
Go.
So,
nice little pluggy.
If you need something at 1:30 in the morning, get a breakfast burrito.
Right next to my house.
They're delightful.
Who is the best team in the NFC? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
The Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. Somebody said, I had a friend who was drunk who did Uber Eats at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. while packing for a flight. He then calls an Uber at 4, and it was the same driver who delivered his food.
Kick ass. Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, I like that.
Is that a thing? Like,
yeah, they do. They all drive the same.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I sign up to be an Uber driver, mm-hmm. do I have to deliver food too?
No, but you can. A lot of those people drive for Uber. They drive for Lyft. They'll drive for DoorDash. They drive for Uber Eats. They just, you know, yeah. whatever.
You accept whatever job they put on.
Yeah. Do you think that in small towns... where it's not really a thing, you could make good money being the only one doing it?
It wasn't a thing in Ellensburg. I mean, we had a taxi service, air quotes on that, and it was just like three ladies in like a minivan.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though? Like, yeah, I bet those three ladies, yeah, corner of the market, I bet they did pretty well.
14 yeah. bucks a ride.
Got to do some advertising, let yeah. people know you're around, yeah. but hey.
KC Cab.
We're hustling.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it would behoove you to just be a little small business guy to go get a couple crappy minivans and hire some drivers. And
or maybe it's better in like really busy downtown LA that, you know, yeah, it's just know. Constant rides.
But that's just constantly spread out. I don't know. But I mean, obviously, people have to be making some money because they're always there driving.
And is that a good job? I've heard
no.
I've heard bad
well, I don't know.
Things about Uber, but at the same no. time, I think they've changed management and maybe gotten a little better for drivers. I don't know.
Don't know.
I
don't
want to know more.
I don't know anyone that drives for them.
You don't?
No, I do not.
I don't
they
either.
Won't come out to Hawkinson. I know that. That's too far.
Yeah, that's not that far. They won't come out there.
They would not come out there.
Wow. Mm. Every time I'm in an Uber, I get very curious and always pepper the driver with a million questions about their job.
Yeah, what he's doing. Yeah, I can see that.
It but is I haven't been in one in
it
a while.
Is an interesting little world.
Yeah.
You know? And then the person's looking at you like, dude, just shut up.
Yeah.
Man.
Could you stop talking?
Just try to drive. Like, leave me alone.
Keeps turning up the radio. I keep turning it down. No, but really,
hey, let's chat.
How do they pay you?
Yeah.
You're that guy. Just put in your headphones, man. I put in my headphones.
I don't know. I'm curious about the curious. I'm a curious man.
You're curious about the curious? It's because you're a man of increase is what you are.
That's right. Yeah.
Being a man of increase?
Yeah.
Increase? Yeah, so anyway, maybe I'll be an Uber driver when I get fired from here.
I don't think you will.
Why not?
All right.
Why don't you think that? It seems like a pretty easy job.
I've known you for, it's not.
No,
it,
why?
It is not.
I like driving.
Yeah, okay.
What? Yeah, I like driving. I like how you tell me what I like.
Okay.
I like to drive.
You pick up drunk Will and his friends at 1:30 in the morning and see how
you like.
I
wouldn't work at 1:30 in the morning.
I don't get drunk at 1:30 in the morning.
I wouldn't work at 1:30.
Call an Uber. I already have a plan.
My hour, because you can make your own hours, right? Yeah. Like you can work whenever.
I think you make more money working those hours.
Well, I don't care. I'd clock in at noon. Take grandma to lunch.
I've had some delightful drivers. I'm more of a Lyft man, but still.
I'd be a fun driver. You'd like me.
Yeah.
I'll shut up if you want me to, but otherwise, if not, let's do a radio show.
You do that, I'm bartending, and we'll call it good. That's my plan.
Okay.
When I retire, I'm just going to be that bartender.
Slinger?
Yeah, I'm gonna sling some drinks in an island bar somewhere.
All right. Where were we, Bill?
I think we were talking NFL, weren't we? Were we going to talk NFL?
Yeah, it's the NFL breast reduction.
Which, by the way, I wanted to double check because we were talking about the Cooper Kupp thing. That's what made me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So Cooper Kupp had the year they won the Super Bowl, 145 catches, AP, you know, first team, all that, 16 touchdowns, monster year, one of the best we've ever seen in the NFL. Since that, and by the way, he's 31, and what did I tell you about receivers over 31? Do not pay them. It does not work, ever. He's 31 years old. He makes $30 million a year for the next 3 years, and since that record-breaking season, he has had 75 catches and 6 touchdowns, and then 59 catches and 5 touchdowns, and now he has 27 catches and 1 touchdown. Do not trade for Cooper Kupp. You are trading for a name, a very, very expensive name. Now, if the Rams want to buy him out and you can get him for Cooper, when he went to Buffalo, Buffalo's paying a minimum, the minimum, and Cleveland's picking up his contract. That's fine. But paying Cooper Kupp $29 million, have your head checked because you're just paying for a name. You're chasing the ghost from 2021.
So my question here, first question is, who is the best team in the NFC?
That is a good question because we know who the best team in the AFC is and who's the best team in football, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs.
I have a question about them too.
Because, well, I don't – you might kind of go on the same road. They don't look good at all, and yet it doesn't matter because they just
– Yeah.
They find ways to win.
Do you want to do that or the NFC? Because
the best team in the NFC is the Detroit Lions.
You think so?
Yes.
Because obviously they just beat the Vikes.
Yeah, they're the best team.
You know that in the last four games, the Lions have more offensive tutties than incompletions?
Well, yeah, because Goff had who was it against? He had the 18 for 18 game.
Yep.
That was the Seahawks.
It was the Seahawks, yeah. And then he was 15 of 15 to start the game, and the 16th pass was a tipped ball. It was either a tip ball or a drop. I forget which one. And then he completed like four more passes after that. Like their offense right now, at the beginning of the year, it was a little kind of like, he felt like there was some work to do. Dude, it's running on all cylinders now. Although, did you see J-Mo is about to serve a 2-game suspension again?
Yeah.
That jackass.
He's a moron.
He cannot, you cannot trust him. He's about to serve a 2-game suspension for the substance abuse program, but.
Juiced.
He just, I mean.
Juice Williams.
Yeah. He's too skinny to be juiced.
Figure something. Well, it's probably Adderall or some sort of stimulant, you know.
That, you got to try hard to get caught with that.
It's just unbelievable how dumb that guy is. But the Lions right now are cooking on all cylinders, and their defense is good enough. I know the Hutchinson loss. If I'm Detroit, I call Cleveland right now or Vegas and ask about Myles Garrett and Max Crosby. Obviously not both, but they've got like $30 million in space, and that's a team that's in a win mode now. No one else in the NFC really scares you. Go get an elite pass rusher, because – come playoff time, you're going to want a closer. And sacks are the most overrated stat in football, but at the end of games when you're winning, being able to run the ball at the bleed clock and being able to have a guy that can wreck a 2-minute offense, that's your closer.
That's what KC does.
Yes, absolutely.
They're always all over the quarterback.
So you need to go find, I think if you're Detroit, absolutely suck it up, go pay the freight, give up a 1 and a 3, and go get Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, and that's the best team.
Mm.
And I think you've seen it a little bit, and I love what Minnesota's doing. I think it's the best coach team in football, but when you look at Sam Darnold, who's having a great year, every week he shows you the old Sam Darnold, where he has at least 4 or 5 plays where you just are like, oh my God. And some of them get picked and some of them get dropped. Like there's chinks in that armor. And then this is the other one. Their defense has been so good and they're throwing so many unique, wacky looks. The stuff Brian Flores is doing on defense, when I go back and look at it, I have a hard time processing it, and I'm watching it in slow motion from up above, from the all 22. He's doing crap on defense that you're just like, holy God. But Detroit absolutely smoked their defense. They ran up and down the field on him. And about a year and a half into this thing, you wonder if teams are going to start figuring out, because they're not doing it with players, right? This is a scheme defense.
The Vikings.
Yeah. It's not an elite team. And so I wonder if maybe Detroit showed maybe a blueprint for how to attack Minnesota, and I think they may come back to the pack a little bit. Believe it or not, I actually think the biggest chaser in the NFC North is Green Bay. Really like Green
They're
Bay.
Good.
That whole division is just sick.
Well, Green Bay, what have they – so obviously the Jordan Love thing.
Yeah.
But what have they done on defense? Because, dude, their defense is legit.
Yes. Well, they have just built a very –
Did they just draft well?
They have drafted well. They have put together a really good young team. And by the way, some of that hasn't even worked out. Like Van Ness, who was their first round pick out of Iowa, really hasn't done that much. The one thing that, again, I think that they should do, much like Detroit, the one thing that Green Bay doesn't do very well is they don't rush the quarterback very well. Now, they do have Rashawn Gary and Kenny Clark, but Preston Smith on the outside. I don't know if they have that one dominant guy, and they too are cheap. Outside of Jordan Love, there's not a lot of expensive guys, well, they're Jerry Alexander, but I would love to see Green Bay also go out and try to get an elite pass rusher, because their championship window is right now. It's the two best teams in the NFC, in my opinion, are Green Bay and Detroit.
I could see Crosby with Green Bay.
Yes. And by the way, Xavier McKinney has been an absolute stud. So not only have they hit on a lot of young draft guys, obviously, and you know, their receivers, their quarterback, their O-line, but they've been really prudent in free agency. I mean, he has been an absolute stud since coming over from the Giants, and he's been a huge force in their secondary. You've got an elite corner. You've got an elite safety. You've got a good D-line. I just would like to see that one elite pass rusher. And I do think that while it's a good group of receivers, somewhere along the line, one of those guys needs to take the big step forward and become the closer on the offensive side of the ball, where when it's 3rd and 7 and you need a first down to ice a game or to keep a drive going, you need a guy that's going to get separation. Right now, I think they have a really good cast of receivers. I don't know if they have a true number one, but I love the makeup of this team. And it's young and should be together for a while. But those are my two best teams in the NFC.
Yeah, I would say Green Bay rivals Detroit. And we'll see then. They haven't played yet, right?
Yeah.
Have they?
No. No, they haven't played.
Yeah or no?
No, I don't think they
have
played.
Not.
Not that I remember.
Yeah, but they'll play twice.
And I'm pretty sure I would have remembered that one.
Right.
They've got them.
They've got to be coming up.
Yeah, Sunday, November 3rd, and then they get them Thursday, December 5th.
But, you know, the Niners, Eagles, Cowboys, they're all, like, if the playoffs started today, they're all out.
Yes. Well, when you look in the NFC, the Commanders' defense is horrible. But
they're 5-2.
Their offense is going to be, they're just going to be in shootouts. And as long as Daniels is healthy, and by the way, maybe it doesn't matter because Marcus looked really good too.
Hey, they held Carolina to 7.
Right? Their defense is bad. Like, I'm telling you, the Washington defense is bad. And they lost Jonathan Allen for the year. So, Washington's a fun team. Their defense is taking them nowhere. Philadelphia, you know, is a sinking ship. That thing is being held together with duct tape. They hate Sirianni. They have a really good roster, but I just have zero faith in them. So I don't think there's a contender from the East. And then the NFC South is the definition of, meh. I really like Tampa Bay. They just lost arguably their two best offensive players, maybe for the year. One for the year, and that Mike Evans hamstring, that's going to be a while. And so I don't, you know, Atlanta is the definition of mid. And then the NFC West, I'm telling you, the three best teams in the NFC, the three best teams in the NFC are all in the NFC North. The Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings are the three best teams.
Hey, the Bears would be in the playoffs if the playoffs started today. Did you know that?
Yes.
This is why I love the NFL.
It might be the seventh best team.
You just can't predict any of this crap.
No.
It's great.
No.
The Colts would also be in.
Dude, if you're looking at the AFC. They're so bad.
By the way, I was looking at Washington.
Anthony Richardson. I know we got a break, so I'm not even going to get started. But,
playoff team, bitch.
Oh, my God.
I was looking at Washington's rank defensively. They're kind of middle of the pack.
Look who they've played.
Statistically.
I'm telling you, it is a bad defense.
Tampa.
It's bad.
Giants. Bungholes. Cardinals. Browns. Ravens. And Panthers. Yeah.
By the way, the Ravens put up 30 on them, and the Bengals put up 33. And the Bucks put up 37.
So the good teams are putting up.
They're not good.
The Giants, the Cardinals, the Browns, and the Panthers are who they've held down. Yeah, yes. It's interesting.
Three of the worst teams in football. Washington's fun story. Love what they're doing offensively. Daniels appears to be the real deal. But you can't be so one-sided come playoff time. That'll be a team that'll win 10, 11 games, wins their division, and then they'll get to the postseason and you'll be like, hey, what happened? Well, a defense will slow them down and their defense is not going to be able to stop a nosebleed.
Okay, big fella. Is that what they call you? Big Sook?
Sure.
Big fella.
You can call me Chief. You can call me Buddy. Guy.
Guy. I've got a dumb football question for you.
Ask away. I'll probably give you a dumb answer.
That I thought about over the weekend with regards to Patrick Mahomes in the Chiefs.
He's really good, by the way.
He is. We will get to that next. Here is Will.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Before we get to hot Chiefs talk, some Uber texts are rolling in. Because we were kind of asking like what it's like to be an Uber driver.
Yeah.
And a couple of them. One says, I used to drive Lyft. I would make $75,000 a year working 25 hours a week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Another, I took an Uber from downtown Chicago to the airport, and the Uber driver said he only took it because it was on his way home. He was going to make $1.
Oh. Well, I guess he took, then why take it for a buck?
Well, because it was on his way home.
Yeah.
Another one says, being an Uber driver really depends on your gas mileage and how good you are at picking rides to get tips. And I don't know how you would do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I could see that.
Yeah, finding the right place. Like maybe, you know, like anything else, leaving nice restaurants, right? More upscale stuff as opposed to dive bars at 2 a.m. where the person is housed.
Yeah, the gig industry like Uber and Postmates is largely what's being blamed for the lack of people willing to work in the restaurant industry.
Doug's more people are willing to do that.
Well, yeah, like this guy says, a lot of people found during the pandemic that it's a lot cooler to set your own hours and not necessarily get treated like crap like you would at Denny's. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I've never treated a driver bad. I mean, I suppose you get some belligerent, you know, a-holes or whatever, but I think for the most part, people are pretty respectful of a driver.
I leave them alone. So if they don't like that, then maybe I'm a jerk, but I always tip.
Well, there's a little thing on there that says quiet ride. Yeah. You can click that and they won't talk to you.
I put in my headphones and I mean mug. Mm.
This one says, it's super easy in the AM. The whole point is you choose to work when you want. I would never drive at night. You make just as much driving at 6 a.m. as 2 a.m. and no drunk drivers on the road.
Yeah, makes sense. I just wouldn't want to do it at night. That I think that would be a rough, that would be a rough go, you know.
I do know.
Someone said there's no way that guy made $75,000 25 hours a week. No effing way.
Yeah, you always, you know, people say that. It's like, yeah. Are you really making that?
Yeah, who knows? But, I mean, obviously, you have to be willing to. Now, I've heard a lot of people do that as a second job, but, you know, I'm sure there's people that do that as their only job. You just have to hustle. It seems like 24 hours, 25 hours a week does, seems like a lot of money for a very short amount of time.
Here's a guy who
said if you worked 50 hours a week, you'd make $150,000 driving Uber.
I think that's what he's saying.
I don't know.
Here's a guy who says, I did Lyft for 3 years, had you guys on when driving, and all that time only one passenger was also a listener. Damn it. It's too bad.
We're not
it's a big world out there.
We're not big in the ride sharing world.
There's a lot of people here. Mm. You know?
Now I'm just reading people saying how much they're making.
How much? Well, like, what's a real...
Well, I'm assuming this guy, Joe. He said, FYI, I just made over $200,000 donating SEMA and plasma.
Oh, for God's sake. Now we're just doing bits.
No, that's not
just,
true.
Now we're just doing
not
bits.
Not true.
I live next to a
if
plasma
if that were true,
spot.
Will would be rich.
Well, for plasma. I'm assuming you split it in half, so 100K for plasma.
I'm looking here. Here you go.
I'd donate plasma.
There you go. As of October 2024, the average hourly pay for an Uber driver in the United States is $18.75 with a range of $9.86 to $30.77. So, like, if you're leaving, like, I usually, when I go to Timbers games, I just Uber, or concerts at Providence, I Uber to and from, and I just leave my car here. And I will say the Uber ride to the game is $13. The Uber ride back, and it's like 2.5 miles. The Uber ride back is $40. So, you know, I'm sure that makes a difference too if you're picking those events to work. But they say the average annual salary is $38,000, almost $39,000, with a range of $30,000 to $53,000 on average. So,
but you make your own hours and you don't work that much.
No, but I'm guessing if you hustled and you worked your ass off,
yeah,
and you picked the high leverage situations, you could probably make $75,000 or $80,000. But yeah, I'm guessing you're working a hell of a lot more than 25 hours a week.
I grew up with a guy around who lived around the corner. He had an old Cadillac, and his only source of income was driving strippers to and from their home to strip clubs.
Oh, well, there you go.
They didn't like taking cabs. I don't know how it started, but I know he had a mortgage, and he put one kid through college on that income. I'm so disappointed in my high school guidance counselor. That's great.
I have to say this. There's a lot of ways that you can skin a cat and make a buck. If you're willing to work.
I had a roommate in college who would sell his plasma, and that's how he got to go on different trips and stuff like that. He paid for prom that way. Sold his plasma.
All right, here's my dumb question. Well, what? Should we break?
I don't know. You're the one that wanted the dumb question, and then you got off on... You were fascinated by the Uber thing.
I still am.
Yeah.
I'm still reading through these. There's a lot of people who have a lot of input about driving Uber and Lyft.
Sure. Well, I think it is definitely one of those that, you know... I enjoy the people that have hot opinions that have never done it before. That's always the one that I love.
This guy, during the snowstorm 2 years ago, is making $100 an hour.
Yeah,
it helps to know how to drive.
Yeah. Well, and again, you need rides. Although I find it interesting that, you know, we're willing to like I can't drive in these conditions. It's terrible out there, but I'll make you drive. But I'll pay for it.
You got mad when I drove.
Did I get mad?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. Will was like coming in here. I was like, dude... You know, this job ain't not worth driving in that. Will's
it
like,
wasn't that bad.
I'm making it
you're,
in.
You're acting like I was in Snowmageddon, Hurricane Sandy.
Well, it took people 14 hours to get home.
Took me 45 minutes to get here.
Was he dadding you?
He tried to. Well, he has four-wheel drive. I got here in my Camry. He said that I had nothing to live for, and that's why I was worth risking it for
well,
me.
Like, When the roads were completely effed and they were like, no one go out, Will's got a two-wheel drive Camry and is like, I'll make it in. I was like, dude, well, it's okay. The station will be fine without you. Play national program. And Will's like, no, I'm coming in.
That's not what happened. I drove in and then no one was here and I was confused. I don't watch the news. I didn't
and
look
Will
at the
phone.
Will
had to sleep here.
Hey, whatever
that
it
was
takes.
A different time.
Whatever it takes, Will. Okay, let's get back to sports. I've got a Patrick Mahomes question. I want to run it by you. It's a really dumb thing.
Okay.
But it's just what fans think about when they sit there and watch football.
Sure.
And I'm going to toss it out there.
Let's do it.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Just take the
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, so I just had a thought about the Chiefs the other day because they're pretty good. I don't know if you knew that about them, but Kansas City, good again.
6-0, right? Only undefeated team in the NFL.
Yeah, and they're winning in a different way than they
it's not pretty.
Used to. Well, they play really good defense.
Yep.
And
it's really, honestly, the last two Super Bowls have been more about their defense than their offense.
Well, and they have a superstar quarterback.
Yes.
But the thing that I was going to run by you is, like, I feel like, so when Mahomes first burst onto the scene, mm-hmm. he basically changed how defense was played because he was so explosive. Mm-hmm. And teams would blitz or they would try to create negative plays and yep. he would just kill them.
Yep.
But he had Tyreek Hill, he had a younger Travis Kelce. Why don't, because there's sort of nickel and diming everyone now.
Yes.
Mahomes is still making plays, but all these defensive coordinators are like, I'll be damned if he is going to beat us over the top or with these explosive plays. So they're just basically chunking their way down the field mm-hmm. and winning games at the same rate.
Yeah.
So it's not working.
No.
So why don't teams get a little more aggressive against a slightly older Mahomes who now doesn't have the weapons that he used to have and at least test it out that way?
Yeah, I mean, you are seeing some of this, and their offensive numbers are not great. In fact, you look at their last two wins against New Orleans and San Francisco, which, you know, 26-13 and 28-18. Mahomes in those games has 0 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Mainly what you're saying maybe is that they are doing it that way.
Yeah. So they've actually
disrupted Mahomes.
Yes.
But they're not still losing.
Yeah. They're not being overly aggressive with him. What they're doing is actually working against Kansas City's offense. They're keeping themselves in games. The Kansas City method of winning now appears to be, we're just comfortable playing mucked up games and we'll drag you into the fourth quarter. And then we know that our guy at the end will make a better play than yours. And we're confident that Spags and our defense will make a big play along the line and get aggressive with you. And teams are still terrified to blitz Patrick Mahomes because of his ability to evade and move around in the pocket. He still terrifies people.
Okay, but they're still losing.
They're still losing.
And so my point is,
Try something else.
Yes. Try to force some turnovers or negative plays or create some sacks. The thing about them is, it seems like every time I watch them, they never go backwards. Dude, they get 4 and 5 every single time.
Yeah.
So you have to, in order to stop. Now, I think defensive coordinator is like, okay, I will take that with him because I've seen way worse. Okay, that's understandable. But at the same time, you're still losing games. They're still undefeated. Why not say, okay, in this game, guys, we may give up an explosive or two from Mahomes. He's really good. Mm-hmm. But let's not worry about that. What we need to do is be super aggressive to try to create at least 2 more punts.
Yeah.
Because they never effing punt. It's like, create a sack. All it takes is 1 sack, 1 turnover, a couple of negative runs, and you have them behind the chains, and it makes it so much tougher on them. Now, they're going to burn you a time or two. They're good. But why not approach it that way? It's almost like they're too fearful of him.
I could see that. You know, he is a force unto himself. And so I think when you look at a lot of defensive coordinators, they say, hey, if we hold this guy to 20 points, you know, we feel like we're doing pretty good. And so there's an element of, we feel like we're doing a good job against him. Like I said, like, he has thrown an interception. Believe it or not, he has more interceptions than he does touchdowns this year.
He's like 23rd in the league in quarterback rating. He's not having a great year, but they scored 28 against the Niners.
Yep. Because again, they get short fields, they get turnovers, and they play really, really good defense.
Yeah, some of that's Purdy.
Some of that is,
but I'm looking at
Purdy
their numbers.
Had 3 picks on his own. So it's
they scored 27 against Baltimore.
Yep.
They scored 26 against Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Only 22 in Atlanta and got that win.
Yep.
Only 17 against the Chargers. Yep. 26 against the Saints and 28 against the Niners. Yep.
It is not a juggernaut offense that they're playing with. And by the way, he's playing with a bunch of receivers that aren't very good, and he's playing with a bunch of injured guys as well. Juju Smith went down.
I know they're not a juggernaut, but you still have to beat them.
Yes, and no one
so
has.
So why not take more chances?
Is I will say, and I know that early on Baltimore's defense wasn't great, and Cincinnati's defense isn't particularly good either. But you know, when teams have tried that, it has been a Mahomes kills us.
And I what, just recently? Or you're talking about when he had Tyreek Hill.
I just think always. I think when you saw, even in last year, like in the Super Bowl, when teams heat up Patrick Mahomes, his ability to evade and extend plays and his little awkward runs that he makes and the sidearm angles, there's just, I've never seen a quarterback handle pressure better than Patrick Mahomes. But I do think you are seeing teams that have slowed down this offense over the years. And I think there's a belief amongst defenses that what they're doing is good enough. And the proof's in the pudding, it's not. And to your point, teams may have to get real with themselves and say, hey, we can say all we want that holding them to 20 points is good enough, but it's not if we can't beat them. And no one's beat them over the last 3 years, like when it matters. And in close games, there's just not a player that I think I've ever trusted more than 15 back there. And I do think that in big moments, people get a tight pucker when you're dealing with putting pressure on
them. They're too scared of him. And not because he won't kill you, because he will burn you.
Yeah.
It's this. It's the idea that if you can force a punt, yes, he may beat you a couple of times over the top or with his legs like he does. He's Patrick Mahomes. He's really good.
Yeah.
But if you get two of those, if you give up two of those, maybe three of those, but you create four punts because you're more aggressive, mm-hmm. your team gets, theoretically, you get four more possessions.
Yeah.
Like you, or do you want none of those explosives? And they never punt. Which do you want? Because you lost both ways.
Yeah.
I feel like the prior is better than the latter, which is they never punt. You can't get them off the field.
Yeah.
And they're milking the clock. Well, so they're also, the other thing that they're doing is they're putting so much pressure on your offense, which, by the way, they have a good defense, so it's very tough against them.
Great defense.
You want more possessions against their defense.
Yeah.
So maybe the idea, it's not like you want to give up explosives. You just know that you are going to, and you don't flinch. What you want to do is get them off the field on more possessions. And they just don't. Teams don't ever do that because they're so damn scared.
Yeah.
And so it just doesn't seem to be working.
And the other one too is on third down. Pat Mahomes is the bet. Like in that San Francisco game, Brock Purdy 2 of 11 on third down. Patrick Mahomes 8 of 14. So there's six more first downs right there, and keeping the chains moving, and it extends drives. Because again, there's not a better third down player in the league. So I'm with you. Something's got to change. Someone eventually is going to have to figure out this code, because if you're going to beat this Kansas City offense, this is the year to do it, because the offense is very, very average. It's just that, and this is weird, because again, I don't think there's a player that I want more back there, maybe that I've ever seen than Pat Mahomes in one game. They're not winning because of him. They're winning because of their defense, and then he plays hero ball. They're asking him every game to make three plays. Hey, man, we need you to make three plays a game, and he can put on the S on his chest a couple times a game, and then the defense does the rest. And damn it, it works. And we're all going to sit here and say it's Pat Mahomes, it's Pat Mahomes, it's Pat Mahomes. Spagnuolo and that defense are more responsible for the last two Super Bowls and for this 6-0 record than Patrick Mahomes.
They are, but you have to find a way.
Have to find it, yeah.
And see, what I'm saying is also getting at their defense.
Yeah.
It's putting their defense on the field more.
Yeah.
And that's part of help. That's helping you.
Yes. You got to find a way to wear them out.
Somebody should hire me as defensive coordinator.
Do you think teams, even though they haven't shown it yet, do you think teams, after watching Xavier Worthy's 40-yard dash, do you think they treat him almost like they would if Tyreek Hill was back?
He's so bad, though. I mean,
he's fast, though.
That's all he is fast.
Yeah, I think they're just scared of Mahomes.
He's just, dude, Worthy's not, he's a gadget player at best. The amazing thing is when you look at their offense, what they're doing, it's a ragtag group of guys. If you had any quarterback,
which is another reason to maybe force him a little more.
And I wonder if we get into the second half, especially now with the depleted resources they have, if we don't see more of that.
Yeah, just try it.
Try,
it doesn't have to be every play.
Yeah, bring the heat. Do
pick
something.
Pick your spots.
On it. Yeah, but they are forcing more turnovers. I mean, at least again, six touchdowns, eight picks.
Yeah,
Mahomes is giving you, and I think that is a sign of frustration, and I think it's a sign of
his weapons
around him are really, really poor.
All right, there's hot football talk. Let's talk about dogs peeing. Do you want to do that?
Yeah,
with me.
Yeah,
I have a question about dogs pee.
Let's talk about it.
Pee dog pees.
I pee with mine every day.
Me too. And there's some etiquette behind it. We got to talk about it. That's next. It's Club 1080 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.